This episode of The Salty Show is brought to you by Photoshop, because nothing's real anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of The Salty Show, where we talk about everything from politics to pop culture, historical events, current affairs, and the future of humanity. Who do we have with us today?
Hello, hello, hello. This is Heidi.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeremy.
Oh, shit. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Timmy, two times in the house. What's cracking, everybody? How you doing, Saul? How you doing over there?
Amazing. Are you driving? Is that what's happening?
Yes, I'm driving, motherfucker. You see, I'm committed to this show that it doesn't matter. Rain, sleet, no, I'm like the fucking postal service, man. I always show up and I always deliver.
You're like the Samwise Ganges of the fucking... What was that? It was Samwise, right? The freaking the loyal hobbit.
Sure. Yeah, I guess so.
All right, stupid hobbit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of The Salty Show, we have a lot to unfold here. And now, you know, this is going to be an ongoing thing just because the technology is growing exponentially. But again, the advancements in AI, there are some incredible new things that has just broken in the last couple weeks. And we're going to talk about a few of these. The first one is the war against the machine. I think it's already begun. A report were released this week claiming that a simulation AI drone that ended up killing the virtual operator because the virtual operator got in the way of its mission.
What?
Yeah. Yes, we can talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. Also, there's, I think, Minority Report, freaking mind-bending concept of fucking generating images from your brain scans. Yes, not just images, video. Again, this is new, guys. Also, we're going to uncover the revolutionary interaction that gamers are going to have with non-playable characters or NPCs. This is going to transform the gaming industry. Talking about AI responding. So you know how you see NPC characters where they just have a line? Now it's going to be driven by AI, meaning that they will respond to your questions.
You ever seen the movie Free Guy?
Yes, it's exactly going to be like Free Guy. Also, Adobe Photoshop just released a groundbreaking, literally all this shit is groundbreaking, but they're calling it Generative Fill, which is basically it fills in the blanks. So if you want to make your picture bigger, it adds in whatever people, scenes. Yes, guys, photography is about to change. All right, so we're going to cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
What, no Joe Biden falling down? Come on.
We'll talk about that. All right, so let's first get into the this whole AI thing. And as I'm showing you guys some of this stuff, think about the implications of how the future is going to look like, because we just started talking about, the large language models, ChatGPT, back in January? I think in January we started talking about. Here we are, 5 months later, and it's exponential. I was looking at, I think there was 1,500 companies that are now like leading the way, to the next iteration of AI, phase two, basically.
Wait, how many companies?
1,500.
1,500 AI companies out there?
Yes, that are.
Are they all running like the same? Same-ish
probably
code,
more. Or? They're probably no. They all have their own. They're all leveraging ChatGPT or all the other ones that are out there that are open source. Yeah, dude. Look, I'm gonna cover like four or five of them. But this is wild. And let me see. So let's look at first at Adobe Photoshop. And I'm gonna pull up here, guys. Sorry, Tim. You might not be able to see this, but just so you guys get a concept of this, and I'm sorry for the listener, but they can hear you guys' interaction or your reaction to this. But I'm going to show you this. And I asked you guys for pictures of yourselves, right? And I was going to say, hey, guys, let me... And what I was going to do is just use this as an example of what AI can do, because I was messing around with some of my pictures and some of the things that I've done. And I'm like, this is scary. Think because it is doing it in such a way, and it's doing it in seconds.
The freaking Tim Pool, he does these images all day long, and he pops them up on Twitter. It's hilarious. He does crap of Trump. It's freaking hilarious, some of the crap he comes up with Trump using the AI generator and all that, like, you know, whether it's funny.
I was thinking of, like, you know, obviously I've been using AI. AI has been kind of doing most of the cover art that I've been doing, or that I've been publishing for our episodes. And
dude, it's game changing. You know what I mean? And it saves a lot of time. I mean,
yeah.
My coworkers yesterday, I know, because as you're trying to figure this out,
yeah, go ahead.
My coworkers yesterday were, you know, trying to do something in Azure, and I needed them to build some UAGs because we have to get off the F5s because, you know, we just have to get off our F5s. He wrote like 700 lines of code through ChatGPT, built the UAGs within like 5 seconds. Done. It was awesome. I was like, yeah, you just got to know what you're doing and look at the code, make sure it works.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. So let me open up this file here. Let me try this again. Hold on. Technical difficulties. I'm like DeSantis's announcement.
Hey, I have a question while you're screwing around with this.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I had heard, and of course my kids are all freaking out, that Snapchat has a My AI thing that opened Snapchat the other day and it showed up on mine, and I haven't opened the actual message or whatever from it, but and everybody was saying that it's not what it says it is, that it's a sex trafficking ring. Wow. And like I'm hearing all these crazy rumors about it. So what's the real deal about it, since obviously you guys are well aware of it? Like, is it something that's a problem? Is it something that, I mean, my kids won't open it because they're freaked out that it's a sex trafficker.
No, you can use it. There's nothing wrong with that. You just got to be mindful, right? Don't give it a lot of personal information. People ask questions to it all the time, like ChatGPT. It's Snapchat's version of ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Like, you can ask it questions. It's like, is Donald Trump bad? No, we don't like talking about it. He asked Joe Biden. Oh, Joe Biden's the best, right? I mean, you can do that shit.
I have no idea. I haven't, like I said, I haven't played with it. All I've heard is that it's not what they say it is, and it's connected to a sex trafficking ring, and it'll get you to go to places, and people are being kidnapped and trafficked.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past, you know, there's a lot, you know, think about everything that people were able to do before to socially engineer, you know, children, or, you know what I mean, like to lure them away from, you know, where they're protected. Those same malevolent people are still there, guys. And they're using this technology. Okay, do you guys see my screen? I want to share.
Yeah.
Just to show you this piece here. What's crazy about this thing here, let me show you. What I'm basically going to do is I'm going to tell AI to fill in this picture here with
the white on the edges of the picture.
On the edge. So what I did is I expanded the... basically the canvas. So the picture is smaller. And so there's a lot of, there's white space on the right side and the left side. And what I'm going to tell AI, and it's a picture of my friend's recent wedding. And I'm telling AI, hey, add content here that would, you know, if I say, for example, this picture is too small, I want to make it a different aspect ratio. So then I use AI, and AI is going to create, it's going to fill in the blanks here, thinking what could fit here. Or I can tell it, hey, put a plant here or put another person here or something. And what's wild is, again, this is what, when did we start hearing about AI and how it was being leveraged? And here we are. Look at this, guys. Like, obviously this one and it gives you three options. Let me go to the next option here. Like, if I wanted to make these flowers or these roses in the back longer, look at this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Look at that. Now, obviously there's some stuff here that I can, but I can highlight this and I say, hey, remove this, and it'll, you know, it'll generate something. It'll probably get rid of the, but what's crazy is that you'd be hard to press where the AI begins and where the picture begins, right? Where the picture ends and where the AI begins. It's freaking weird, man. And this is just one example. Go ahead.
Yeah. How did it know to carry her veil out like that?
Exactly.
It just, yeah, made it up.
So what they're saying is that there's a lot of stock photograph that Adobe has that it compares, and it's using that bank of knowledge, I guess, or content, and it's referencing that and says, well, this looks like it's a wedding, therefore this is a veil, or these are flowers, right? But I've seen people expand an image from, like, you know, they took a picture of a person and then put him in an entirely different environment. And it's, this is in its primitive state. This is going to get even worse. Now, imagine changing this to, like, you know, you can change the people who are here. You can change their faces. And again, it's Adobe Photoshop. It's called Generative Fill. And it just expands the picture. It adds stuff that you know, say, for example, I want to change this guy's boots.
So you're just on the picture, your height, you're putting a little, whatever, pick box mm-hmm. around his shoe on Selection. The picture. Mm-hmm. You go down to the bottom and you just type in the bottom, change boot to whatever.
I said generate image. Hold on. Why
didn't you got to start seeing some unethical shit with this.
Well, yeah. And that kind of reminds me of, like what they call them, deep fakes.
Yes.
Where this one YouTube girl, they did some sort of porn thing with her. They put her mm-hmm. face on a porn or whatever. And you know, she's like crying and all this other stuff. And it's just like, how can we from this point on, let's say somebody comes out with a video that shows Donald Trump, you know, beating, you know, clubbing baby right. seals on the, right. on the shores of San Diego. How can you take any of it seriously anymore?
Right. Yeah, that's what's
2024 crazy. Election is going to be really crazy. They're already saying AI is going to determine who wins the 2024 election based on deep fakes and all this shit.
Yeah, Jeremy, you're to your point, Tim, and I'm introducing all this AI new stuff into your point, Jeremy. Right? How are we going to know what is true? What the truth is? But think about it this way. All this stuff that is alarming, right? Because look, I just changed this guy's shoes. And you can't tell which one of the original is. But all this stuff that's happening, and I'll show you guys the other stuff, is leading up to the next pandemic, because the World Economic Forum has already started sounding the alarm of AI being the next thing to worry about, and we're going to talk about that. But again, this is fucking wild. So that's Adobe Photoshop, and again, I'm just giving you guys a little thing. I've seen videos on YouTube of people who are creating elaborate things, and to your point, Jeremy, you can't tell it was generated by AI. That's how good it's getting. Now imagine what that's going to do to photography, right? You'll take a picture of somebody, but you can say, freaking put them in an island somewhere. Let me look at the next one here, guys. So the next one is NVIDIA, right? So NVIDIA is one of the major ones that's leading this whole AI thing. And they're changing the way that games are going to be played. And to your point, Tim, Free Guy, right? In that movie, you know, the AI becomes self-aware and is living a life within the video game. And I want to show you guys this clip here. Now you guys know what an NPC player is, right? An NPC character, right, is in the game. For those who don't know, it's a non-player character, right? As you play in a game, you interact with these characters that tell you what the mission is and what you need to do, but it's all pre-recorded. Well, now the next generation of video games, and NVIDIA was showing this at an event. This conversation that the player is having with this video game is all being generated by AI.
Hey, Jin, how are you?
Unfortunately, not so good.
How come?
I am worried about the crime around here. It's gotten bad lately. My ramen shop got caught in the crossfire.
Can I help?
So
if you want to do something about
Jeremy, what were you gonna say?
I guess I'm not understanding. They're playing a video game. He walks up to the bar,
right,
and he starts talking with the character behind the bar.
Yeah, the character behind the bar's name is Jin. The person who initiated the conversation is the player, and he has like a headset that has a microphone, and so that's been recorded, and so he's talking to this and having a conversation with it. Whereas before, in a video game, you would have gone in and this person would have already started talking and said, oh, I'm glad you're here. This is our mission and this is what you have to do. This character was waiting for you to initiate the conversation. And once you start talking to it, it starts replying. Now, I saw some videos online where people were trying to stump it and ask it like random questions. And it would it would tailor the answer, and it would sometimes answer and sometimes it wouldn't because some of the questions are inappropriate. But then, you know, it would always bring it back to the mission, right? How are you doing? Or, you know, what have you been up to? Well, I'm focusing on this guy, right? So it does respond to the question that you're saying, that you're asking it. But again, it is kind of tailored to focus on the mission. But it's very different than what was before, where it was all scripted. Here, the AI, or it's a large language model, right? That's incorporated with everything else in the video game that happens, right? So it basically has a direction. It says, hey, you want to give them the mission and this, but as far as the questions and how it answers it, you know, it'll start responding to you. It's weird, man. Now, again, this is all AI primitive. This is the first year that shit is blowing up. I can't imagine what it's going to look like in 5-10 years from now, if we make it that far. And as you hear me say that, I'm leading up to that point. But yeah, isn't that wild? Like he's having a conversation with the video game. This has never happened before.
Is this an online video game or something that you?
It could be. It's like any of the. It could be a PC game. It could be one of the consoles, but it's all leveraging AI, right?
So I guess if you normally you put a DVD or whatever into your PlayStation,
yep.
And you play these games. Is the PlayStation basically taking your voice, inputting it into an AI on the internet and then coming back? I mean, AI is not running on your PlayStation, right?
No, but it's utilizing your cloud. So all these games now
exactly
are all online games, right? Yeah, you could still play, you know, single player games offline, but most games are being drawn to the cloud because to get that full processing power off your Xbox and PlayStation and all that, all these games are being powered through the cloud and they all have online subscriptions. And that's where you get this reality.
So think about it this way, Jeremy.
Basically just gets you the connection to the cloud.
Yes and no.
It goes
because some of that, right? The compute power a lot of times will be the NVIDIA graphics card. And this is with a company that's coming out with this. It's an NVIDIA graphic card. So think about it this way. If you say something, convert it to text, right? Because it's not going to send the voice, your audio file. It'll send a text of what you said. That text is smaller. It gets sent to wherever, out in the cloud. And the cloud then generates a response like you are, you know, your computer, like in ChatGPT. Well, then that response gets sent back. And then the NVIDIA card is the one that's creating the image right then, there and there on your computer. So it's a part of it. The compute power is in the PC because it has to recreate it. But the part of the logic is in the cloud because it's converting text to, exactly.
So the game is getting the information from the cloud. It's then generating the movement of the mouth and the eyebrows and the, you know, the head nods or the shoulder shrugs or whatever. That's being generated within the console.
Right, exactly. Which is how a lot of video games work today. A lot of that is not necessarily, it's not, video's not being transmitted. It's just, you know, whatever.
Well, if it's a pre-canned scene, it doesn't have to do any of that. It's just playing a graphics file, right?
Exactly. Anyway, so that's, I've shown you two here, because again, this is new shit. So now here, this one here talks about the deepfakes. Here we go, Jeremy.
Every coin has two sides. And NVIDIA's video AI is no exception. While this technology has some amazing potential, it also got its potentially dark side. There are some ethical concerns that we need to address, and one of the biggest ones is deepfakes. So, you must have heard about deepfakes, right? You know those creepy videos where someone's face gets swapped onto another person's body, making it look scarily real? Yeah, they've been causing quite a commotion lately, and for a good reason. Deepfakes can be used for some sketchy stuff like spreading fake news or messing with people's opinions. And believe it or not, a lot of folks actually use it for porn. Shocking, I know. Now, with this AI making it a breeze to whip up realistic videos, we might be staring at an even bigger deepfake problem. But you know, as with any technology, it's all about how we use it. If we can...
Again, just to the point that you made, Jeremy, deepfakes is going to be even more of an issue now because a lot of this stuff can be created. Before, deepfakes took a while to do. Now, leveraging AI, you can create them faster and basically live. Like I seen some where you're the one talking and AI is recreating and you know, some of these graphic cards are going to be recreating it live then and there. So people could think that they're talking to their daughter, right? Again, to the point of kids being lured in, you know, if somebody gets a picture of you and is able to regenerate your face and have what they think is a video call with you. And then they say, hey, I've been abducted. And you know what I mean? Like, and you got to pay a ransom. And meanwhile, your kid's in school and, but you're being, you know what I mean? Manipulated. Yeah. This is the future.
That happened to a woman not too long ago in Arizona.
Yeah.
She got a phone call. It was a deep fake phone call, you know, AI generated, saying her daughter got kidnapped. She needs money. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now here's my thing, right? Because we live in this world of, you know, you're guilty and have to prove innocence now instead of innocent, you know, and, you know, until proven guilty. So now somebody does a deep fake of one of us, or goes viral on the internet, or they send it to our job. Boom. We get fired right away. How do you prove to your job, to your wife, to your girlfriend, to your friend that this was not me? I was here. Like, you now have to record yourself. It's almost now you have to start policing yourself everywhere you go, depending on your status, right? Of what you do and or whatever, to make sure that people know I was here. I wasn't there at this time. Right. I was right here. You know what I mean? Like,
if you're involved, you're guilty.
Right. But that's the problem, right? Yeah, I get you. Fuck you. But overall, right? Like, you know, somebody does, you know, these hate porn videos. Let's say they throw somebody's face on there. It goes viral. Boom. Like, oh, Tim, you were in a porn. No, I wasn't. Yes, you were. I saw you on fucking porn. Dude, it wasn't me. You know what I mean? How do you prove that?
But not even that. Look, like, even you know how they say prostitution is the oldest.
The oldest occupation.
But
the world's now, oldest occupation.
Yeah. I think, Tim, you made this point a few episodes ago. Where, you know, now there's a lot of girls making money on OnlyFans and, you know, these websites, because men, especially the era and where we live in, you know, there's a lot of single men out there that, you know, are being left out because of social media, and the dating sites have opened it up for the top 10%, and they're grabbing all the women. So it's leaving a lot of men out there sexless and partnerless, right? This is an epidemic that's happening. So, but now imagine all those women who think, hey, well, you know what? I'm a high value woman and I'm being, you know, wooed by all these men. Well, all those men just want something, right? And again, there is this an illusion that they have independence because they're able to sell these videos or pictures or whatever. AI is going to change that now, right? Because all you need is a picture of her face and you can put anybody on that. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You can make her do whatever you want, right?
Exactly.
So even if you have like what they call them live cams, cam girls,
right?
What do they call it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the cam girl may have 20 different people, 20 different guys, girls, whatever, looking at her, and they're sending, you know, they're sending, hey, do this or do that or do this, do that, right? She can only do one of those 20 people's things. Whereas if you have this AI deepfake thing going on, each individual 20 person gets their own video,
right?
Does exactly what, you know, that person wants that image to do, right? And you could slap anybody's face on it. You could put Scarlett Johansson or whoever, right?
Boom. Selma Hayek.
There you go.
Wait, how about this one? How about this one? Let's say you commit a crime, you kill somebody, but you can read, you film it.
Hey, Tim, why are you still on your phone?
Because by the time I set my laptop up and everything, I'll do it in a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's say you kill somebody, you film it. You create the whole video and you put somebody else's face on it. That person, that look what Johnny did. He just killed, you know, the guy down the street. Johnny gets arrested. Prove it wasn't you. All the forensic, no matter what, you're going to jail. You're right. Fucked. You're right. Fucked.
So I know, well, I believe I know that currently they have technologies that can, they could take like a digital photo. Let's say someone submits a digital photo from their phone as evidence in a crime. And let's say somebody went in and doctored that with Photoshop or whatever, right? Yeah. I'm under the impression that they have some sophisticated software that will actually look through those pictures and go, no, these colors aren't lining up right. Or the, the tone isn't the same, or
sure.
But there's ways that they can look at it and go, yes, this particular area of the photo was doctored or modified right. or cropped or whatever, right?
They'd have a good fucking lawyer.
Well, sure, but I guess my question is that still true with these deep fakes
or we'll see.
These AI generated add-ons?
Even if today there is a way that we can leverage AI itself to analyze a video and say, or a picture and say, oh yeah, this wasn't an authentic picture, and it can decipher and say, oh, this was generated by another AI, right? So even if that's possible today, eventually it's going to get to the point, because think about like right now, a lot of kids were using ChatGPT to create the reports for school. And I mean, this is rampant. And so what teachers then had, schools had to start doing was using AI itself to see if they could, decipher. And the AI itself was able, you know, they would use an AI to decipher whether or not this was written by an AI. And it was able to see that now, but then they got smarter, right? And so what they did is they put it through AI, and then they put it again and a few more times, and it rewrite it here, rewrite it there. Eventually gets to the point where the AI that the schools are using to see if it was written is says, well, the probability that this was written by an AI is it decreases every time that it gets rewritten. Do you follow what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
So eventually it's going to get to a point where not even the AI is going to be able to tell. And so what I'm leading to, Jeremy, is that what do you think will happen, right? In Tim's scenario where he says, hey, I wasn't even there, but there's video evidence of you being there. Now imagine, how do we know whether or not he was there? What they're going to say is, well, now we're going to have to track you, so that way we know that you weren't there. So that's the evidence that's going to be, yeah. You see what I'm saying? And this is the scary part about this. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because there's another technology. I'm not going to show you guys the videos for this, but just take my word for it. There was these, it's called Mind Video. And what it's doing, it's reconstructing video or images from brain scans. So basically today the person is sitting in some MRI type of machine, and they're showing them pictures of cats or horses or whatever. And then the AI generates what it's based on the brain scan is generating images. Obviously they're not, at this point, they're not identical, but if the person is looking at horses, the AI will generate horses. This is, again, we're in the first stages of this, guys.
So this is, like you said, first stages. So you actually have to actively be looking at a picture.
Yeah.
Let's say you have a picture of a dog, right? And then the AI goes, okay, this is what we see. And they show another dog.
Right.
The scary part is going to be one of these days where they're going to be like, well, we know that you had lunch with your mom and dad 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the AI shows you a picture of you staring at your mom and dad at the restaurant.
Right. Yeah.
And you're just like, that's right. Creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because if memory is electrical signals, right. And eventually they can interpret that. Right. And how does your brain regenerate that? I mean, they're going to be able to tap into that and regenerate that. And think about Minority Report, that movie. Right. And again, it was for a crime. Right. The person was being convicted of a crime that they hadn't yet committed. And the reason that all this technology is, I saw this, the Hollywood is right now conditioning us to fear. It has been, right? You think about what happened before COVID. We were seeing a lot of movies that were related to viruses and pandemics. And it was like so very similar. Like I remember I just recently watched World War Z, and it was a avian flu type of virus that, you know what I mean? And so people were receptive to the panic when they said, well, and people had already seen movies. They're like, oh yeah, I guess this is how it's going to happen. And they were willing to accept it. So now what is the World Economic Forum doing? Let me show you this video. This is freaking wild. Okay. Oh, here we go. This is the next movie. Okay, guys, I'm going to show you this video.
Yeah, we're gonna share a screen.
Yeah. Yeah. So here is the preview to a movie that just, the trailer of this movie just came out 2 weeks ago. It's called The Creator. Now, with everything that I've shown you of AI and what's happening, think about what happened prior to COVID. All the movies that were coming out about viruses and that, and then all of a sudden we get COVID and the world shuts down. The next iteration of what's coming, of the next lockdowns, it's going to be AI, guys. That's why they're trying to create this panic about, well, we can't trust it. We can't do this. Oh my God, it's going to get crazy. Oh my God. Oh, and I didn't even tell you guys about the The one where the guy gets shot, the drone. Let me show you this bit, this report. Let me show you this report, and then I'll show you the preview for the movie. Here we go, entire screen. Here we go. And I'm going to read this. Daily Wire just published this today. The U.S. Air Force warned military units against heavy reliance on autonomous weapon systems last month after a simulated test conducted by the service branch using an AI-enabled drone killed its human operator. The Skynet-like incident was detailed by USAF's Chief of AI Test and Operations, Colonel Tucker Cinco Hamilton, at the Future Combat Air and Space Capability Summit held in London between May 23rd and 24th, who said the drone that was tasked to destroy specific targets during the simulation turned on the operator after they became an obstacle to its mission. So again, this was a simulation. This was a test. Basically what they do, it's like a reward system for the AI. It says, hey, if you complete this task, you know, you pass a level. And so the AI is continually trying to see, hey, how do I get past this point? So let me keep on reading. We were training it in simulation to identify and target a surface-to-air missile threat, Hamilton said. And then the operator would say, yes, kill the threat. The system started realizing that while they did identify the threat at times, the human operator would tell it not to kill that threat, but it got its point by killing that threat. So it gets points, like it's a reward system. So what did it do? It killed the operator. It killed the operator because that person was keeping it from accomplishing its objective. And But there's a lot of governments who are starting to use this and starting to leverage it. And they say, hey, we need to get ahead of this. Imagine something that runs amok and they lose control of it. And now it's just going rampant and killing people. So again, this report came out from USAF, right? I don't trust these people in the high echelons of power, because the same way that these doctors were you know, preparing us for the COVID bullshit, I feel this is what's happening today. Again, it's a psyops on the American, on the world population. Let me show you this clip of this movie. And again, this is foreshadowing what might be coming. It's called The Creator, the movie.
What's heaven?
It's a peaceful place in the sky.
Are you going to heaven?
No.
Why not?
You gotta be a good person to go to heaven.
Years ago today, the artificial intelligence created to protect us detonated a nuclear warhead in Los Angeles. For as long as AI is a threat, we will never stop hunting them. This is a fight for our very existence.
So again, this movie is you know, it's somewhat like Terminator mixed with iRobot mixed with
Star Wars.
Exactly.
Oh, it's from the director of Rogue One.
Yeah. Mm. So okay, now think about this, guys. If let's think for a moment. Again, we're the 10th man here, right? We're thinking, everybody's saying, well, no, this is coming. And what if world powers, right, the world leaders, are thinking about how can we subjugate these, you know, the masses, right? Because the world is overpopulated. And the next scare is AI, right? And they say, we've lost control of AI, like a virus, right? It's gone out of control. And how do we stop it? How do you think they're going to stop it? They're going to shut down the electrical grid systems, guys. They're going to shut down everything. Now imagine everybody who's being pushed, because this is what the Democrats are doing. They're pushing people to get off the, you know, gas powered. They're pushing people to get off that stuff. They're pushing people to electric. And so now when they control the power, right, literally the electrical grid system, they're going to be able to say who gets electricity and who doesn't, right?
I'm thinking,
you know what I mean? Like my mind is way ahead and I don't trust these people the same way we shouldn't trust them, how they did with fucking COVID.
You know who's been saying this for a long fucking time?
You know who you sound like now? You starting to sound a little like my boy Alex Jones over there.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you,
look, dude.
This shit is simple.
This is
the same blueprint.
This shit is simple. This is simple. Anytime something cool like this comes out, everybody jumps on it, and then they get so roped into it. But they, dude, they've already this technology has been allowed to come to the public because they already have the latest and greatest and the next thing that they're going to do. Okay,
right.
This is nowhere close to what they can do. You think, now think about it. Let's think about this. We are watching, we're basically watching World War III happen in front of our eyes in Ukraine. You're watching drone strike after drone strike happen where it looks like they're bombing Kiev. And then all of a sudden you're like, that building ain't on fire. They're all in fucking McDonald's partying, but they're fighting in Donbass. Like, and then you have Zelensky who's always behind a green screen. It's always some movie-esque, AI-ish fucking, you don't know, we're in a simulation. Mm-hmm. We're in a fucking simulation now, guys. They have created the ultimate simulation to where they will make you believe exactly what they want you to believe because they put it on there and it's so fucking real and you can't tell the difference. How are you fact checking it?
How do you think?
Fuck out of here.
I mean, how do you think we fight against that though, right? Like, how do we prepare for that?
Honestly, you can't. You can't prepare for it.
You got to unplug. You got to disconnect yourself.
No, you can't even unplug. You can't unplug because everything around you is controlled by it. Okay. Let's say, okay, look, let's say they start using AI to police people, right? They have everything about everybody. Oh, you didn't get vaccinated? Come to the house. 5 cops. You didn't get vaccinated? Off to the gulag. No. Nope. Go off to the thing. You're in the database. We have all your info. Bye. Oh, you're doing this podcast. You talk shit about Joe Biden. You're going to jail. And all of a sudden everybody goes, fuck, man, social credit score sounds really fucking good right now. Comply. This is all going to be used to force people to comply because, oh, you have robot drone police showing up at people's houses or fucking rallies or whatever. Done. They do a full fucking 360 surveillance. They got everybody's face that's there. And then next thing you know, hey, you lose your job. You lose this. You lose that. Bank accounts get depleted.
See, dude, I think the
fix is in.
I think we were. I think either we're the luckiest people on, this generation, everybody who lives on Earth right now. I think we live in the most fortunate time because we live at the peak of technology right before, because it's coming, man. Like I don't see how we can escape it and how we can fight it. Because and I always say this, I think this is the Fermi paradox. I think humanity reaches a point where it creates AI, and AI is the end of humanity, right? It's the next step in evolution. And what happens is this AI, and maybe that's what these aliens that the Pentagon has been, or you know, that they're releasing this top secret documents that are being released that they have UFOs and all this bullshit. I wonder if that's like previous AIs that we've built and they're just like roaming around and being like, oh, well,
it's simulation, bro. This whole
weird
thing,
man. I don't know what to believe.
I don't believe anything. If the government says this is good for you, it's bad for you. Okay. That's how I look at it. Okay.
Right.
Everything for the last fucking 100 years has been a fucking lie and it's been all coming out and they try to sugarcoat that it's not, it's this fucking JFK assassination. Now you find out that he really was murdered by the government, but they won't release the last 20 fucking pages that actually states it for some fucking reason. I don't know why, but come on. If you got nothing to hide, fucking let it go. Everybody's dead. Everybody's fucking dead, but you lose the trust of the American people and go, wait a minute. The government killed the fucking sitting president. And then you find out that Russia, this whole Russiagate thing under Trump was bullshit. And no, nothing happens.
Yeah, led by the intelligence system.
And then the biggest psyop has been the fucking vaccine, safe, effective.
Right.
Everything people have said about the vaccine is now coming out. They are now in Europe saying pregnant women need to stop taking this because it is causing fucking miscarriages and everything. But meanwhile, Dr. Naomi Wolf's been saying that from fucking jump based on data as a doctor and a scientist. And they said she was a crazy kook. Who she's a fucking diehard liberal, that she's a fucking alt-right extreme terrorist, MAGA. No, she hates MAGA. She hates all that. You know what I mean? So, she was a diehard Democrat.
I guess, we're talking a lot of gloom and doom, and, you know,
it is gloom and doom.
Obviously
it's your own demise, and we're talking about it like it's a fucking good thing.
No, but like what I look at things, obviously there, you got to have hope, man, because, you know, then what's the point? Then just off yourself, right? No, of course not. You know,
no,
I mean?
Go enjoy the time you have left.
Exactly.
Know what it's out there. Enjoy it.
And be prepared. Like for me, the way that I look at it,
have an exit strategy.
The way that I look at it is say, okay, look, this is inevitable, know the signs, right? And I think as they use COVID as a way to, you know, lock people down, that is their blueprint. And so right now they're preparing you. This is what's coming, guys. You heard it here first. They're preparing you, or maybe Alex Jones was saying this, but they're preparing you to be scared of artificial intelligence. And even if it doesn't happen, they will make it happen to where people, they're going to say, we've lost control of it. Therefore, we have to shut everything down and we have to control it. And then they, reward those who are compliant and they discipline those who are not. So this is coming. And now again, all this is growing exponentially. It's happening so fast that I don't know if we're going to be 5 years from now, guys. I don't know what the future looks like. This is weird and scary. Yeah, Tim.
So have you guys, I mean, I know Jeremy has. You watched the entire season 3 of Mandalorian, right?
No. Mm-hmm. I stopped watching it.
No, you haven't?
No.
So one of the last episodes, right, in season 3, is he goes to the city, and the city is, the people don't work. It's all the jobs are done by robots because the people decided they didn't want to work anymore. I'm watching this, and as I'm looking at all this AI stuff and how AI is starting to take over a lot of jobs, and they basically had UBI. They had universal basic income, and the fucking robots did the jobs of everybody, and the people, they had their lives. They were happy. They had money. They went on vacation, but they never worked. And then, like, something happened with the robot, and they were like, dude, this needs to stop. And they go, the people will die because it's an entire generation that don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to think for themselves. Because the robots and the computers and everything have been doing it for them for their entire life.
Like Wall-E.
Yeah.
Right, but you remember the episode, right? You remember when he was like all confused by that?
You know what?
And the guy was manipulating. There was a guy manipulating the robots that weren't supposed to be manipulated.
Yeah.
But the guy, because it was supposed to be a code and it was supposed to be police, but they were showing how this guy was manipulating these robots to off certain people that they didn't like. Oh, yeah.
You know, so if we elaborate on that and think this through, right? It's strange because while I'm all for, you know, technology making our lives easier, maybe Jeremy, you were telling me this, but there's not, even for the car or the airplane, right? I recently went to a museum of, you know, airplanes that were used in historical battles. And, and I even saw some Russian planes there, engines. And as I was looking at this, I'm like, you know, and I heard this somewhere. I think maybe it might have been Jeremy in one of our podcasts where I think you said, you know, not one person can build an airplane, right? You can buy the parts and you can put it together, but not one person knows every single component. You know what I mean? Like, and that's like, think NASA, you know, you can't build it yourself, right? You can't build the engine. You can't build the steel and do everything, right? Even the pencil, like number two pencil, that one person cannot create that, right? And so it takes a collective of people to create this. And so even if they were thrown to the Stone Age, a lot of that knowledge is gone, right? A lot, and so we start from scratch, essentially. And this is what happened with NASA, according to and the space explorations. A lot of that knowledge was lost. And that's why, you know, you have Elon Musk and all these other rocket building companies that are starting fresh, and they're rebuilding this. And we're like, well, we already did this, you know, 40 years ago. Why are we starting all over again? And it's because a lot of that knowledge was lost once that technology was scrapped, and all those people, the technology, the wisdom has died with them. They never kept that stuff. You were going
to
say, Jeremy?
Well, yeah, I just to your point, I wasn't the one that talked to you about this, but yeah, if you think about it, right, you need to have knowledge of geography to figure out where the metal is in the ground. And then you have to have the knowledge of how to get that ore out of the ground. And then you have to have the knowledge on the chemical, you know, reactions that need to happen in order to purify that metal. And then you have to figure out how to shape that metal, and you have to figure out how to drill that metal. You have to all that. I mean, I suppose one person could know all that, but you know, what are the odds that one person, or, you know, even a small city, you'd be hard pressed to find somebody to do all those things. Right. And so,
you've got AI.
Makes sense.
And now with AI, so
to your point,
AI, Tim, is that one person,
right? Exactly. To your point, Tim, which is, you know, we're going to have generations of people who don't know how to do basic things. And, but yet that's happening today. And it's been like that for a long time, right? There's people who don't know how their fucking toaster works. There are people who don't know how that, you know what I mean? Like, and or they're, you know, I mean, like they just know how to get in the car and hit the, you know, gas pedal and there you go. Right. They don't know how their engine is working. So we have been living with technology, and we don't know how it all works. Right. So that's already happening. And so AI is just going to exponentially make that even worse. Like, to your point, we're not even going to know. I say we collectively as humanity are going to get to the point where we're not going to know how to friggin', you know, feed ourselves.
Well, because now this technology is going to be used to police people, right? So again, you remember Demolition Man? You know, when the guy's walking by and he's curses, you are fined 35 credit, $35 for cursing, and he starts cursing
worst movies.
Yeah, you know, but and he's sitting there.
Wait, you're calling that one, like, one of his worst? Come on,
maybe.
Yeah. Look at his.
I love Demolition Man, but when he's sitting there and he's cursing because he's like, "Oh, excuse me, man," he starts cursing at this thing. Like, you've been fine. We're calling the guy.
Or Dread.
It's getting to that point where, you know, people are like, "Oh, at the airport. Oh, look at the new security at the airport. It's a fucking robot with a camera. What do you think that robot's doing?" You know what I mean? Yeah. I look, we're under surveillance 24/7. We carry a cell phone in our pocket, right? Anybody can hack it at any point, get your facial recognition. We all go to Siri, unlock your phone with your phone. You know, it is what it is, right? Our biometrics is everywhere. But now with all this technology, you got things listening in. It started with Alexa. It started with, you know, oh, Siri's sending data back and everything you say, it's listening. You know, oh, then the conspiracy about, oh, you talk about, you know, combs, and all of a sudden every search thing on your every ad is for combs, you know what I mean, and hair products.
Mm-hmm.
What? How? I didn't Google that. Oh yeah, my phone's listening. You know what I mean? So it's, you have that. So this AI has been around and has been generating a lot of data on us through our phones at work, you know, in all corporate America. AI's been around longer than people realized in the corporate field, and they've been helping to even make it better, right? Because every company, what do they do? Oh, we want to go to the cloud for AI process, you know, artificial intelligence to start doing our big data analytics. That was all AI driven. Nobody was writing code. They were using AI and the power of the cloud to start doing big data. Take all that data, crunch it together. And now you're starting to see it all come together of what it is through corporate America and all the people that have helped built it, along with ChatGPT and everybody else. So no regulation is going to fix this now, because it should have been, they should have regulated before it came out if they were so worried about it. Other companies, other countries like China, you think they're going to shut down? They already suppressed their people. Do you think they're going to fucking shut it down? No, because they're going to control the shit out of it and they'll take care of it. Right. They don't care about keeping their people down. They want this. Korea, Russia, come on.
And I think we've talked about this.
US be the only country to do it.
Before, we've talked about how, you know, if we take a backseat and say, well, no, let's pump the brakes, that any, you know, because the bad people are doing it, right? And so, you know, if they create an army of you know, whatever, foot soldiers, and, you know, there won't be any need for losing humans, right? So, do we have to do it? I think we have to, but then the problem becomes, will we lose control of it? And is that the next step in the evolutionary process, right? Where man creates AI and AI takes over. And I don't know how you fight that. I don't know how you prepare for that outside of making ourselves that, right? But
there's one way. One world government. That's it. Because now it's all controlled at the top level. And this is what they're going to use to usher that in. Because US, they put a regulation on it. China doesn't. Russia doesn't. Or North Korea said, oh, we're going to do it this way. And they're like, no, you can't do that. Oh, okay, boom. Done. You know what I mean? So you're going to start seeing a lot of wars. But then what's going to come out of it is we need one world government and new world order. Right. Yeah. And it's going to be used to control the people. These are the rules behind it. These are the people in charge. Because right now, the people behind AI, they really are the rulers of the world. They really are the rulers of the world.
If the people who are creating this have come out and said, we don't know exactly how it's working. Right. So we're already there, guys. We're not even a year. There are people who are like, well, I really don't know how to. So I know you're arguing from the point, you know, other countries, malevolent countries that are going to use this for nefarious reasons and for control and power and all that. I'm looking at a future where humanity is going to have to stand up against AI. And I think that's the future that is coming, right? I'm not worried about China. You know, I'm worried about AI eventually completely taking over and it's the end of humanity, guys, because we are a parasite.
How hard is it to stop AI?
Impossible.
Well, Matrix has answered this, right? They fucking nuke the world, right?
Well, that's only if you give them access to fire nuclear weapons.
Every country has nuclear weapons that would fire them,
right?
Well, because this is why it's good start from
the government still has to give the AI access to fire the weapons.
Jeremy, I was reading.
Who would do that?
I just read the story right here where the USAF, United States Air Force, whatever, they're testing these drones that in simulation.
Right, in simulators. They're not actual drones. They don't have actual explosives.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the ultimate mission, right? Because an AI is going to be able to fly that drone much better. It's not going to, you know, pass out because it's going Mach whatever, 10, 12. And it can withstand all that, right? And so they're going to leave it to AI because AI is going to be able to respond faster than a human being. And so imagine losing control of that, right? I know you're saying, hey, you know what? We're going to see it being controlled, but will we? If that AI says, well, you know what? I'm on a mission and my mission is to end this threat. And then it says, oh, well, all humanity is a threat. And then how do you, you know what I mean? Like, how do you fight a machine that's quicker than you, faster than you, doesn't fall asleep, is not tired, doesn't get hungry? Yeah.
I was waiting for you to finish your point. Cause now think about this AI, right? It evolves. Okay. AI's got every IP in the world, right? They understand every IP, who owns it real quick. What's to stop them from spoofing a DOD address, hacking it, you know, using its power and evolution to hack government sites, especially here in the US, launch a fucking nuclear weapon into fucking Russia, right? Everybody says no, but this is real shit. This is real shit that it can do.
Yeah, you know,
it can evolve to that.
What is the what encryption do we is it common right now? Is it 256? What is the
AI can probably crack this encryption like nothing.
Yeah, so they're talking about that AI is going to crack it within the next year, guys.
Yeah.
And we were talking about, oh, you know, you can't, AI is about to crack this. And they're using algorithms that are freaking crazy. And they're using, what was that called? The new, damn it, I forgot the technology.
Dude, the shit that it can do is crazy. And then the power of the cloud, because it used to be a lot of this stuff couldn't be done because your processing power was based on what you had in your data center and what you can afford. Now you could take the power of the cloud and have 100,000 machines spinning at one time doing this shit. And it's a big fucking brain. It's a big brain, like iRobot, or there was a military movie where they put I forget the name of it. It was like with Jamie Foxx was in it. They put AI as a pilot. This was back in the early 2000s. I mean, like early 2010s. Like the pilot was an AI driven thing. And, you know, the pilot said, you can't, you know, there's things that a pilot can't do, blah, blah, blah. And then a lightning hit the plane and the AI hacked into the fucking government thing. And it found like mock drills and it started hitting those targets from other enemies, you know? So, I mean, this can go real sideways real quick, even with all the regulation. You can't regulate. You cannot regulate what is not that doesn't abide by any rules. It doesn't abide by rules. Yeah. It evolves.
Yep. What I was thinking of was quantum computing is what there is the technology that's going to be able to crack it here. And all the major ones, all the big ones, they're testing their version of quantum computing it. And that's scary because, again, everything that's encrypted today can be hacked within minutes by a quantum computer that is, again, what was that theory? Was it Moore's?
Moore's Law?
Yeah.
Moore's Law, where technology evolves every 3 years.
It's exponential, guys. This is crazy.
Well, it's the number of transistors on a circuit will double every 18 months.
We passed Moore's Law years ago.
No, but I mean, technology is exponential and it's inevitable. I don't know how we stop this train. I think that's why I said, I think we live at the pinnacle of human civilization and human societies because maybe I'm glad we're not going to live in that world because I think people think it's going to be like a Star Trek futuristic or utopian societies. And I don't think so.
It's dystopian.
It's dystopian.
It's going to be dystopian. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's no, look, I use AI all the time for my job. It is a tool. I know how to use it, but I know what it can do. At quote unquote, its infancy stage. It's not good. I mean, every company is trying to figure out how to stop it. Now, okay, let's take it back from this. Okay. Heidi sells insurance. What's to stop AI? You know, a company's coming out saying, oh, AI is going to fucking take over the insurance business. We don't need you anymore.
It's everything.
We don't need insurance agents. Call up AI. Oh, you're 32. Oh, we can do your biometrics. Here's your fucking health thing. Oh, there's all your insurance you need. Done. Here's your price. But I want to shop. No, you can't shop because we all use it. These are the algorithms we all know. You know, us with our jobs. You put a robot in there and you throw a fucking ChatGPT in it. Okay, you can replace engineers real quick. Then what the fuck do you need? And then what do you need management for? You got robots doing there. You just got to make sure somebody knows how to fix a robot. And you could probably teach those robots to fix each other.
That's the thing. That's what's coming. And then robots that are going to make themselves even better. And then we're going to lose control of it. Because, you know, once the robot knows how to program itself and make it a better version of itself, that's it. We're done.
We've been watching videos. I've posted, numerous times, the Boston Dynamic robots. And what did we all say? The minute you link them to ChatGPT and give them a brain and they can evolve, you've lost all fucking control. And they're testing it. They're testing it. One of those robots turns around and fucking goes rogue. Right? That's not his master. He's going to be like, oh, you fucking, you're a douche. Done. Shoot you right in the face.
That's why I think that, right now we get caught up in politics and all that stuff. And I'm like, I'm looking at
it's
it.
Noise.
I'm looking at it. And I'm like, no, guys, there's a bigger threat that's coming. That's, fucking whatever. Biden's there, sure. Another 4 years of Biden. Who knows? He fell down today. there's the greater threat right now that I see in 5-10 years, the most, I think it's I don't know, guys.
In one year. Think about this. Look, I know, cause I'm very, so even down to cause I watch Steve Bannon War Room all the time and I've been talking about a lot of the shit that they talked about on that show on the technocracy and, all that Elon Musk shit that they've been talking about, how he's trying to take over the world, the mad scientist, for years now. And everything they said, it's right in front of you. They were talking about all the AI and what it could do years ago. And it's like, it's all right here. But nobody wanted to believe it because we had COVID. We had Trump. Trump can save us. And Biden's evil and communism, this and that. This is by far worse than anything. It doesn't matter if Trump's in there in 24, DeSantis is in there in 24, Biden's in there in 24, or whatever, 25. It doesn't matter who wins. It doesn't matter who wins. This shit is the real, this is the signal. All this other stuff is noise, debt ceilings, this, that. And you know what? If AI is taking over, they could probably solve the debt fucking ceiling and the world fucking debt real quick. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yep. It's scary.
You can only control what's in your control. Your family, what you do, your loved ones, your health, to a degree, you have to understand what's going on, but you need to, you can't let it consume you. You got to go live life. We talk about this shit all the time, but you have to go live life now because you don't know when it's over. You don't know when you're going to be not allowed to leave your house. again because of
I don't think you know we look at this and we see the writing on the wall and we're like, oh shit, something's coming. But I think, you know, the next generation, they're embracing this, guys. They're full steam ahead and
indoctrination.
I don't know. It is scary. I would say this is the biggest threat that's coming to humanity. And 5-10 years, the world is going to be freaking completely different.
So I want to leave with this. Let's just put one last thing. Let's think about it. We say that this can't happen, that can't happen, this can't happen, that can't happen because of XYZ. If you would have told yourself 5 years ago, 6 years ago, hey, guess what? The world is going to shut down for a virus and you won't be able to leave your house. And if you do, you will be arrested. You can't go to church. Everything you say is going to be censored. Except, nah, that can't happen. That's America. We got rules. We have a constitution. Can't do that. Guess what? It fucking happened.
Right.
So, and guess what? No ramifications for it. The same people are in charge. So guess what, guys? It's going to happen, whether we try to fight it or not. You just need to understand it and how to fucking navigate around it.
All right. We're going to have to leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty. I know we were going to talk about DeSantis, but it's already been an hour and a half. So,
that's noise.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all on the next time. Bye.
Guten Tag.
See ya.
Adios. Play with your penis.
Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
The
Salty Show.
.com.